Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Q4 and FY 2022 results conference call of Monte Carlo Fashions, hosted by Emkay Global Financial Services. We have with us today Mr. Dinesh Gogna, Director, Mr. Sandeep Jain, Executive Director, and Mr. Rishab Oswal, Executive Director. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Diksha Kapoor from Emkay Global Financial Services. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Good afternoon, everyone. I would like to welcome the management and thank them for this opportunity. I shall now hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks. Over to you, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's a great pleasure to greet you all on behalf of Board of Directors. Thank you for joining us for the earnings call of Monte Carlo Fashions Limited to discuss the financial and operating performance for quarter four and financial 2022. I hope you and your family members are keeping safe and healthy. I would like to highlight that certain statements made or discussed on this conference call today may be forward-looking, and actual results may vary from those contemplated by forward-looking statements. Result documents are available on company's website and also have been uploaded on the stock exchange as well. A transcript of this call would also be made available on the investor section of the company's website. Before talking about our financial and operational performance, I would like to talk about the macro environment. The quarter started off with a minor disruptions due to Omicron variant of COVID-19, but the impact of the same could not last long and the situation has returned back to the normal. Branded apparel industry in India is ready for strong growth with growing preferences of people towards branded apparels. Moreover, India is witnessing clear change in demographics in the form of large young populations, growing middle class, growth in disposable income, and also the fact that more and more people are moving from rural to urban areas. Now let me share with you the financial and the operational highlights for the quarter and year ended March 2022. In these challenging circumstances as well, we have delivered the best ever quarterly and the yearly performance while keeping our margins protected, and that is a testimony to our strong brand positioning, superior product quality, operational excellence, and a robust business model. The company reported its best ever fourth quarterly and yearly revenue of 162.5 crore and 904 crore respectively, growing by 45% year-on-year and over financial 21. And the moreover, we were one of the only brands who have grown more than 25% over the pre-COVID levels. We continue to witness encouraging trends from our online channels, which stood at 62 crore now as compared to 37 crore in financial 21. So it's a growth of 67% year-on-year. The gross margin registered a growth of 489 basis points for the quarter and 149 basis points for the year. Operating EBITDA margin grew by 133 basis points for the year from 18.6% to 19.9% in financial 22. The PAT margin grew by 195 basis points from 10.7% to 12.6% during financial 22. The margins remain protected due to the post-controlled measures and the calibrated price increase to factor in the inflation and the steep rise in cotton prices. Our balance sheet continued to remain strong with cash and cash equivalent of 266 crore and the zero debt as far as 31st March 22 is concerned. The company continues to invest in brand building and brand promotion activities with strategic focus on customer communication, acquisitions, and retention. The advertising initiatives are targeted to reach every set of audience by the use of multiple channels like television, online, digital, regional and national newspaper, sponsored events, hoarding in cinemas, malls, airports, aeroplanes, roads and highways, etc. Apart from this, we are consistently working towards introducing the latest designs, wide variety and best quality products to our consumers. In line with our digital focus to build a robust process and to enhance our customer experience, the company is in the process of implementing SAP S/4HANA solution, which is an intelligent ERP providing a real-time and a predictive consumer trend insights. This will enhance our flexibility and agility to deliver end-to-end customer experience and at the same time to achieve significant bottom line cost savings. As of 31st March 2022, our company has a presence through 315 EBOs, more than 2100 MBOs and distributors, 740 national chain stores, and 287 SAS, along with a presence across major online platforms like Amazon, Flipkart, Myntra, Jabong, and Capsons, in addition to our website. During financial 22, the company opened 35 new stores in different regions, at the same time closed few non-performing stores also. I would like to highlight that majority of our revenue comes from the franchise EBOs and MBOs, where we primarily sell on pre-order or outright basis. By virtue of this business, there is no major inventory risk and we remain adequately insulated from the normal hazards in the branded apparel business. I would like to highlight that till date we have experienced almost zero bad debts in our business, which stands testimony to our strong business model based on a zero credit risk policy for the company. We are confident of medium to long-term growth perspective in Indian apparel sector and remain focused on delivering a consistent, competitive, profitable and responsible growth. Lastly, I would like to inform you that board of directors of the company have recommended to pay a dividend of ₹20 per share, which is 200% of the face value of ₹10 per share, and endeavor to create value for our shareholders and stakeholders. With this, we open the floor for question and answer session. If any of you have any queries post this earning call, you may also connect us at investor@montecarlocorporate.com or at Dickinson World, our investor relations advisors. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Deepen Shankar from Trustline PMS. Please go ahead.
Thanks a lot for the opportunity and congratulations for a great set of numbers. So firstly, we wanted to understand this gross margins of 53%. So this is mainly driven by low-cost cotton inventory we had during the quarter, or we could do price increase higher than our raw material increase?
Thank you, Deepak. See, the main reason for this is the price rise which we have taken when the raw material price have increased. So we increased almost, I think, in summer products, we increased around 18% of our prices, and in winter, we increased around 8 to 10% of the prices. So that offsets all the raw material increase which has happened in the last 1 year.
Okay.
There was operational efficiencies at various levels, like there have been cutting costs. If you see that the expense in case of our most of the expenses remain same or are below the last year's level. Even if we talk about even the increments after employee benefit expense, it has gone down to 8.98% as compared to 9.63%. And our finance cost has come down to 1.73% as compared to 2.17%. So the costs have also come down as compared to last year, and that added into operational efficiencies, and that is why the gross margins are more as compared to last year.
Okay. And so what kind of price hikes we are looking for next year, given the price increase in raw materials are still looking higher?
See, already we have taken an increase in the summer's prices, which have already told we have increased almost 18 to 19%, and the summer goods have already gone to the stores. And even after the increase, we are seeing the good response as far as at retail level is concerned. And as far as winter products is concerned, we took a hike of around 8 to 10%. In various categories, depending upon the raw material increase.
Okay. So how is the next winter season order book panning out, and overall outlook for growth for next year?
See, we have been very pleased to say that we have recently conducted trade show at Delhi, and where we have got very strong order booking because of the low level of inventory last year at the retail level and at our various other platforms. So we think that seeing the order book and seeing the economy rebounding, and also the COVID is now almost nil as far as our India is concerned, and I think we can easily have a growth of 20 to 25% next year based on the large growth which we achieved last year, the base has also become large. So we are very pleased to announce that we anticipate a growth of 20 to 25% in next financial year.
Okay, sir. And margins, this 18 to 20% is sustainable for us?
We hope to sustain our margins going forward as we have already taken the increase in the prices.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot and all the best.
Absolutely.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhaval Shah from Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, sir. Great set of numbers. I think this is one of the best March quarters for our company in such high inflation environment. So a couple of questions. Hi, am I audible? Hello?
Yes, sir, you're audible.
Yes, sir. So a couple of questions from my side. So post this price increase compared to pre-COVID, what would be our average selling price in the cotton and in the woolen segment? So how much there would be an absolute amount of increase or percentage increase in our ASP? Second question, we are hearing that, you know, since cotton is at around 1,05,000, a lot of garment companies have shifted to a mix from being only pure cotton to more of other synthetic material. So what is our thought process? How would that impact our positioning in the market, etc.? And third would be, now at this revenue base, any sort of more operating leverage do we see going forward, given you are guiding a healthy double-digit growth rate? These are my three questions.
First, I'll come to the first question, which is, you said how much we have increased as compared to pre-COVID level. See, so there have been two increases in the prices as far as pre-COVID. If we talk about the summers, we took almost a 5% increase in year 21, and 18 to 19% we have taken an increase in year 22. So almost 25% we are above the prices of pre-COVID 2019 levels. And in case of winter garments, again it is around 14 to 15%. So as far as operational efficiencies are concerned, I think this is a continuous process. Definitely, company keeps on looking at various expenditures which are incurred in course of business, and we always try to minimize it and depending upon the market scenarios.
Okay. And sir, what will be our average selling price on the cotton side and on the woolen side?
I can give you the category-wise details because we don't have a complete detail of each and clubbing the all together. Like in t-shirts, average selling price is 800 rupees. Denim and trouser, it is around 1332. In shirts, it is 846. In jacket, it is 2222. In tracksuit, it is 1700. In other garments, in clock and decker, we have around 500 rupees.
Okay, so this will be to the consumer, right?
This is a gross sale average price.
To the retailers.
Okay.
Retailers then add their margins and then they sell the products. Because I don't have a complete data of retailers because we sell to MBOs, EBOs and various channels. I can only
basically the minimum 25% we have to add on this.
No, the markup is approximately 60%. 55 to 60% in case of even garments which are priced above 1000, there is a 71% markup.
1000. Achha. Okay. So after this 25-26% increase over 2 year period, you are seeing a very there is a very good response for your products in the market.
We have not seen any lack of demand because of increase in prices, because recently conducted trade show where the prices were increased, we actually got a strong booking. So that shows that the price has been accepted, and price only gets accepted when the brand has a pricing power. So I think we are an established brand which has a pricing power, and we can absorb the raw material hike as far as the cotton is concerned, which already been absorbed by the market.
Got it. And sir, one more question. Now you mentioned the inventory risk is given your model is more franchise driven. The inventory risk is not on the company, but isn't the brand risk also get diluted because the inventory is now with the franchisee, and now if they want to liquidate the inventory, so they can do it at their own will. Or do you have a company-wise policy for the franchisee where they cannot sell at below certain price and just to maintain the brand, the pricing point of the brand?
See, as far as EBOs, SIS, and large format stores and online channels are concerned, the pricing policy is decided by the company. And what discount to be given on which in which period, it's also decided by the company. And in case of EBOs, it is centrally controlled. Like if I want to give 20% discount starting from next week, so it is 20% discount across the channels. In case of LFS, we discuss with the LFS partner, and whenever there is any discount policy change, they intimate us, and we keep the same discount level in our SIS and other channels also. So everything is decided by the company and communicated to respective channels.
And sorry, the franchise is part of which?
Franchise is part of EBOs. Exclusive business outlets.
Exclusive brand outlet, yes. So there the company decides the pricing even for the all the discounting side once they want to liquidate the inventory or if they want to shift the inventory. So would you have access, live access to the inventory, the EBOs and across the across distribution channel, what each one of them is holding? Would you have a real-time access to that?
Yes, we have a POS point of sale system which is integrated with our SAP system, so we get real-time information from the stocks in EBOs.
Okay, so this could help you to shift the unsold product from one region to the other depending on the demand and the pricing and etc.
We are already doing this.
Yes. Okay, great, sir. So, and you remain confident of maintaining this operating margins?
Yes, of course.
Great, sir. Okay, sir. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is in the line of Zaki Nasir, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Congrats, Sandeep Bhai and team Monte Carlo for the phenomenal performance during a tough period, and I'm actually very happy at the confidence you have, the confidence in your voice that you will grow 20-25% in the current year. Sir, if I may ask, sir, this 20-25%, what percentage would you expect it to come from cotton and woolen? And do you find any pull in the last stage of demand because cotton prices have gone up the way they have, sir? That is question number one. Question number two is, sir, the stage of our PLI scheme of our rugs and blanketing materials. How is that panning out, sir? Thank you.
See, the growth which we are talking about, 20-25%, is definitely across the categories, and we expect a little more growth in our cotton categories and in textile business, but it will be double-digit growth for our woolen garments and other garments also. So at this moment, I cannot quantify a specific number of each and every category-wise growth, but we are sure of including all the categories will be going to grow around 20-25% as far as our this financial year is concerned. And as far as the second question about the PLI, so this still discussions are going at the management level that what to do and when to start it, because there are certain questions which remains to be unanswered. So unless and until we have the clear information from all the channels as far as our profitability of this project is concerned, we are still holding it. And once we have the complete information, we'll share with the investors and all our shareholders.
Fantastic. So that it may take another two to three quarters for your PLI, your manufacturing on the PLI to get frozen. Is that correct, sir?
No, I can't comment if it will take two quarters, but I think by the next quarter, we'll be able to share complete information about this project.
We'll be able to clear.
And sir, last financial year, it's your, as you had promised a couple of years back, you have kind of ironed out the quarter discrepancy. So going forward, you expect this to sustain, sir?
Sir, can you please repeat it?
The quarter discrepancy, sir, see, we generally have a loss in the last quarter. I mean, this year, very clearly, it's been a turnaround. So going forward, do you expect this to sustain?
Actually, in the last conference call, we have already told all our shareholders that now we started taking the provision for the discounts, which happens in the fourth quarter. So that provision was already taken in the third quarter. That is why the profitability was a little less in third quarter. So the company has taken a policy where they are taking the adequate protection as far as discount provisions are concerned, and they take and divide it in the quarters so that the profitability can be maintained in all the quarters.
As per accounting standards.
Okay, but sir, also as your cotton grows, I think the cotton discrepancy will get ironed out automatically.
Pardon?
As your cotton business grows,
yeah,
the discrepancy will get ironed out automatically also to a certain extent.
Yeah, you are right. But that is why the profit has come in the fourth quarter, because the cotton sales have been at least 50% more as compared to last quarter in financial 21. So that added into the profitability.
Thank you, sir, and best wishes, sir.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Keshav Garg from CCIPL. Please go ahead.
So first of all, many congratulations on behalf of all the shareholders for tremendous performance and for showing profits in the March quarter as well. So can we now expect the June quarter also, which is our worst quarter seasonally, for the company to break even on operating level?
See, I cannot comment on quarter-on-quarter performance because there are variations in the dispatches which happens from our level. So in some quarters we have more sales, in some quarter we have less sales depending on the season. But what I can comment is that definitely we're going to grow 20 to 25% on annual basis. So please see our company on annual basis. Don't see our company as a quarterly basis, which I have said repeatedly many times, in our other conference call also. So as far as annual guidance is concerned, we stand committed to that.
Sure. And sir, also over the past few years, the proportion of home textile and kids wear has been growing in our total revenue as a percentage. So is the profitability of these two segments higher than the cotton or the cotton and woolen segment, or is it more or less the same?
No, it is not higher than the cotton or woolen segment, but it is one segment where the profitability is increasing every year. So I think in next 2 to 3 years, this profitability will match the parent company's woolen cotton products profitability also, because these segments have been grown very fast. If you do textiles, it has grown almost 50% as compared to last year. And if I talk about kids, it has grown almost 60% as compared to last year. And we don't see that the growth will come 50 to 60% next financial year also, but it will be growing higher than the average of the company's growth as far as next year is concerned. But definitely the profitability is improving as the volume is increasing.
Sir, and when we are dealing with the modern retail, organized retailers, sir, so are we dealing with them on the same terms that we are dealing with other standalone stores that we have?
So, hi, this is Rishabh Desai. So, as far as these modern retailers are concerned, obviously the margins are different and are negotiated depending on retailer to retailer, but we maintain a form of parity in our discounting policy. So whatever discount is being offered in our EBOs or online, that will be offered in our modern retail as well.
So, but basically our margin and our realizations would be lower while selling through modern retailers. Is that a correct statement?
Yes, it's slightly lower when we sell through modern retail.
So like going forward, as the share of modern retail and online retail grows as a percentage of our sales, sir, do you foresee a structural challenge to our margin?
So when it comes to modern retail, over there also we have different sets of customers. So some customers are more profitable, some customers are less profitable. So we try to maintain a balance so that the profitability of the company is not affected. And the profitability in our online channel is not lower than the other channels. It is at par with our EBOs and MBOs. It is just the large format stores where our profitability is a bit less. In online, we maintain the profitability.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much. And best of luck. And sir, just one request, sir, that instead of dividends, sir, if we can do regular share buybacks, sir, then it will be better for everyone, because our earnings per share will increase permanently for all times to come. And our stock is still very undervalued. So you can kindly consider that suggestion. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vivek Ganguly from Nine Rivers Capital Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. I had one question on the proposed rugs business investment. While, you know, you all have not finalized it earlier and had spoken about it, can you all indicate or repeat, you know, what is the kind of investment that you are looking on and as and when it were to come through, and if we all were to go ahead with that, what would be the timeline for the same? Thank you.
See, again, I said earlier also, this is still under discussion at the management level. So there are certain questions which are unanswered as of now. So I might not be able to give you complete clarity about this project, but the projected investment was 350 crore rupees. But there are certain questions of profitability because of we have seen the recent crash in the cotton prices, the cotton yarn prices, and also we have seen the export has come down in case of rugs to Europe and to US. So the company is considering each and every possibility of how this project will remain at the profitability which has been decided when the project report was conceived. So I am not able to give any clarity at this point of time, but I think in next 2 to 3 months we'll have the complete clarity and we'll share with our shareholders and investors.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vikas from Carnelian Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, Sandeep. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. I think sort of performance over the last couple of years. Few questions on the, you know, growth of our traditional. I think our sort of outlet expansion, we have been adding about these purchase every year, right? Of course, last 2 years have been difficult, but can you give some color about how are you looking at, because some of the, you know, non-conventional geographies, you have opened outlets and there it's been received very well. So what is our plan, you know, for next couple of years in terms of how many outlets we will add, what are the geographical expansion we will have, especially in our sort of core business?
See, as far as outlet expansion is concerned, we have internal plans about opening almost 2 to 3 EBOs every month. So it means we are approximately talking about 25 to 30 EBOs in a year. And out of that, 80% will come in the northern markets, northern and eastern market, and we plan that around 10% should come in southern and western market and 10 in central and eastern market. So that is a plan which we have like made last year also, and we are going to continue this plan. And this is actually helping us to increase our range in basically in southern and western regions. If you would see in this, the statement which we have sent to, presentation which we have sent to our investors, our south and west market, because of our expansion in SAS and APOs, have grown from, if I say west has grown from 20 to 33 crore, which is almost a jump of around 60%. And in case of south, it has grown almost from 12 to 21 crore. So I think this strategy is helping us, and we'll keep on adding some of the stores in south and west, and rest expansion of EBOs in northern and eastern region will continue.
But if you look at Sandeep, even in the bad time like COVID and all, we have had this kind of expansion. So why not to, especially when we have a good success, you know, we've been seen well, our brand is well recognized, you know, and competition is weak. Then why not to, you know, have a little bit more aggression in terms of store expansion? Because after the hard time, maybe it's not here. These 30 outlets are hard time, maybe.
See, our intention is to grow our sale and complement all the channels. So it's not the EBOs which we are adding. We are adding SAS also. So SAS is shopping shop business. So there are areas where we think that EBO might not be profitable. We open our SAS. We have established channels, you know, and that can give the sales which is almost half of the EBO. So our intention is to take all the channels together so that the profitability of the company is not hurt. At the same time, the market is also not disturbed.
Right. And secondly, I think generally, of course, you know, because of, a lot of focus on winter wear, we always have, you know, some amount of volatility or, you know, lumpiness in the revenue, but, and which we are trying to diversify away with the, you know, summer collections and all. So what is, can you share something around in this year as we sort of look at 23? How do you see that strategy playing out? You know, will Q1, Q2 I mean, what would be the proportion of summerwear and all those things in that?
See, I think it's clearly evident from the this fourth quarter results, where the revenues have increased almost 50% as compared to last summer quarter. So that shows that the summer sale is actually picking up very fast, and it is adding in the revenues as far as total revenues are concerned. Even in if we see that then normally it used to be around 70% of the sales used to come from the third quarter, which has come down to almost 50%. And going forward again, as the share of first quarter, second quarter, and third quarter is actually improving. So the share of winter products are actually coming down, and the share of cotton products and the share of Q1 and Q2 and Q4 actually is increasing, and it will keep on doing, it will keep on increasing in the next financial year as well.
Right. So okay, let me ask a slightly broader question then. So if, let's say, this is a year on year, and I know, you know, broadly we are working in, working on a strategy of diversifying into multiple geography, diversifying into multiple seasons. If you were to look at, you know, let's say the next 3 to 5 years, how do you see, you know, Monte Carlo evolving? What would it look like in the next, let's say, 5 years time?
Our target is to become a number one apparel brand in India. And we are definitely, I think in last 2-3 years, we have made a lot of efforts. We have worked a lot on our SIS channel. We have worked a lot on our online and MBO and LFS channel. Definitely work is going on EBO channels also. We are paying attention to our Western and Southern market. We are paying attention to our textile home furnishing business. So I think last 2-3 years, we have been establishing and strengthening our existing channels and existing business. Now the time has come where we actually have started performing. If you see this year's results, after COVID, we are the only company, if you compare the COVID sales of 2019, see, we grew almost 25% as compared to financial 19 COVID sales. No other brand has actually closed even 10% also. I have the data available with me, which I can share if anybody wants. See, what happened is, when the COVID came, most of the brand degrew by 40 to 50%, and we degrew only by 15%. So this growth looks little less, but if you compare the financial 19 numbers, this growth becomes more clear. It's around 25% as compared to financial 19. So that is happening because the brand has acceptability and the brand has the strength, which actually is transforming into the business. So we are very confident that going forward, not only geographically, but even the category-wise growth, which is definitely evident as I just few moments back, I talked about kids business, which is growing very fast. Our home furnishing and textile business, which is contributing almost a higher growth than the company's average growth. So all these factors will definitely, I would say that make this company definitely a number one apparel company in coming 5-6 years. And we are putting every effort on all the areas wherever we see any weakness, like we already, people have mentioned about the South and West, where we are a little weak, where we are like making a lot of efforts. And also, if you see the online sales, which has grown 67%, it has reached to 62 crore from 37 crore. So that was one area where we were not doing, much. And Rishabh has already answered in the last question that the margins in EBO, margin in online sales is actually better than the offline sales. Why? Because the company has a policy of making the same discounts in all the channels. So I think all these efforts will definitely put ourselves in a leading position in coming years.
Right. No, absolutely. I totally agree with you that I think in this difficult period, our brand saliency and the way we have conducted our business is far better than many of the competition. So there's no question in that. And compliments to you. And I see a lot more promise. Last two questions, and I see a lot of promise in the brand. So, and I think probably you are being a little bit more conservative in expansion. So I would always believe that probably you should do a little bit more store expansion, a little bit more aggressive geographical growth. But I mean, that I will leave it to you. Two questions. One is, I think we've been an old brand, our advertisement expense has remained only in around 3%. Do you think, given you have a decent margin and you are also looking, will you step up on the expenses on the advertisement side?
You won't matter that whether we're increasing the advertising, but no, the percentage-wise, it will remain same. Percentage-wise, it will not go up. Absolute terms, it will go up.
Okay, because we will grow at 20-25%, but to that extent, the advertising budget will grow that much.
Yeah.
Okay. And lastly, I think this question keeps coming repeatedly on the business which you announced. So, if we are not clear, then why did we go ahead and announce that, you know, we are going to get into this? I mean, it looks like that once we were kind of very clear that we are going to do that, but why did we then announce it? We're not so clear about it.
Yeah, I think I said earlier also that we'll announce in next 1 to 2 months, and we'll definitely inform all our shareholders and investors, and we'll come up with a detailed presentation.
What Sandeep was asking was that is there uncertainty whether we will do it or not? That's the sense I'm getting from what your commentary is, or you know, there is some tweak happening.
Because of the government policies.
See, I think.
It is because of the government
policy. What was the question actually?
The question is, let me repeat, that you know, are we at a stage whether we may not do the project at all, or there is some tweak happening around?
Any project, already we have got the project report, and but there were certain areas where we are not confident of these are actually happen in reality, or it is just the presentation which has come to us. So that has created a confusion. So because of that, we are taking a little more time, because once we taken a decision, we cannot go back. So we have ample amount of time before we take a decision. So that is why I think in a month's time, we'll be having a clear position on our stand, on our PLI scheme and the project, and we'll definitely, it will be in the interest of shareholder and all the investors.
So, but I understand that. I think you guys are conservative. You will do whatever is right. So I don't have any doubt on that. I'm just wondering, is there a small probability that you might not do the project at all?
Yes, there might be a probability.
Okay. So you're reconsidering the whole project?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. Understood. So I think that's fine. And lastly, on the home tech strike, which is, I think, again, probably according to me, very, not so spoken about business of yours, and this is again a very promising business, and there is no prominent, strong home textile brand. So would you, can you give us some idea about, let's say, in 3-5 years, how large that business can become for us, especially the quilt and the towels and all the things which you talked about multiple times?
In our own assessment, which we have made internally, so we are targeting a sale of around 500 crore in next 5 to 6 years in home furnishing business, which is currently 130 crore.
Okay, so about 4-5x jump in that. Superb. I think that's a very, very, in my opinion, apart from, whatever people know about it, that's a very sort of less understood business or less appreciated business. So there's no brand in the country, so it should probably over-invest in that about it. And which is good, I think, if you're targeting 4x growth, that's superb. Great, Sandeep. Thanks a lot. All the best.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star in one. The next question is from the line of Danish Mistry from Investor First Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, Sandeep, and congratulations on the growth and your strategy panning out. I had two questions regarding two segments of yours. So one, I remember a few calls ago, you had mentioned about the T-shirt segment, and you had said that was something that you were focusing on. And if I'm not mistaken, you had, kind of mentioned a number of 110 crores of revenue. So are we looking at that as well to kind of grow? I know it could be part of Cloak & Decker. And number two is, especially in the kids segment, which is there, what have we been doing that has given us this kind of growth that we are seeing?
See, can you repeat the first question?
The first question, if you remember, a few quarters ago, you were touched upon the T-shirt segment. And you said that, that's a large market which doesn't have too many brands, especially in the lower end. And you were doing about 100 to 110 crore top line in that, if I remember correctly, so a few quarters ago. So
yeah.
One, is that continuing to drive our growth, and what are we doing differently over there?
Yeah.
And number two is in the kids segment, what have we been doing so much, that has, it's done so well for us, and how are we trying to sustain that growth for ourselves?
See, you have answered my first question, second question also. See, one is that definitely we have less competition in kids as well. If you recall it, that in kids category also, there are not many brands which are available. It was same in T-shirts when I talked about 100 crore of sales. So it's a less branded competition is helping us in our kids segment to grow, and same is happening in our textile business also. The branded competition is less. And even T-shirts also, most of the brands have not put much focus earlier on the T-shirt segment. So these less focus by other brands and less branded competition, and we have a better product, better design in our category, so that is helping us.
Are the discounts lesser in this category?
Discounts basically, when we go for a discount, it is for all the products. It's not that we have lesser discounts in the kids category or we have lesser discounts in the t-shirt categories. It is normally across the categories.
Got it, got it. And are these t-shirts and kids available across all our EBOs and the entire distribution network, or are we still rolling that out and is limited to a few stores?
T-shirts are available across all the EBOs, across all the channels, but in case of kids, we are not actually having more than 1,000 square feet store everywhere. So wherever we have a more than 1,000 square feet store, the kids are available, and where we have a less than 1,000 square feet store, we don't have kids on those stores.
Got it. And what about shopping shop? That's something again that will not be there for kids because it'll be less than 1,000.
No, not in all shopping shops we have the kids. But yes, in some of shopping shops we have the kids.
Got it. And in terms of our future pricing, let's say now, for example, if cotton prices remain where they are, you are saying that we passed on all the price increase already in the market and it's been well absorbed. So to that extent, we are covered.
Yeah, see, I think the best thing about the brand is that if there's any increase in raw material prices, does the brand have the power to increase the prices? Yes. So Monte Carlo has the power to increase the prices, and that has been accepted by the market as well. So in that front, we are adequately protected because we know that if there is a certain increase in the raw material prices, we have the power to pass on the increase. And that is why when the price of cotton was up, price of all the commodities was up, we have been able to even improve our margin as compared to last financial year. Where most of the other, I think, competitive players, they have actually got their margin reduced because of increase in cost. So I think we are doing well as far as increasing in price when there is an increase in raw material prices and it's accepted by our customers as well.
Got it. Okay. Thank you so much, Sandeep. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nitin Kumar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Sandeep and the Monte Carlo team. I just wanted a confirmation that you have guided a 20 to 25% growth. I think that's in volume terms, no?
No, that is the sales growth I'm talking about. The revenue
that's
growth.
That's total growth in top line.
Revenue top line growth, yes.
Okay, so that should be around 10 to 15% in volume and 10 to 15% is due to price increase.
Approximately.
Okay. And secondly, now this your expansion project is now uncertain, and you have around 260 odd crores lying with you. So, what do you plan to do with that? Any plans for that?
See, there are some plans which are being discussed at internal management meeting, and I think give us 1 or 2 months' time, we'll come out with clear. I would say views on this upcoming project.
Excuse me, this is Dinesh Gogna here. So far this project is concerned, when government, in case you can recollect, when government introduced the PIL scheme, at that time we tried to identify a similar type of line, like, you know, where we can venture out. And rugs was identified as one of the products. So we thought we will float a wholly owned subsidiary. But later on, when we collected all the data from all centers, now the position is changing. So we are again revisiting those data and we are trying to calculate whether, because it is just like a growth of the company, whether the growth will be profitable as we have been doing in past. If it is not, then in that case also, the company will identify some other project, because the company has got surplus and company is committed to use that surplus for the purpose of growth. So the company at the moment, the board is considering the various aspects, and board is considering the this Lux project also. They are collecting all the information, thereafter we will come to conclusion. And as Mr. Sandeep Jain has informed you, then within the period of one and a half months, we will be able to take a final decision. But it is sure that if this project is self and we are not going ahead with this project, then some other project would be there.
Okay, right, sir. That answers my question. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Keshav Garg from CCIPL. Please go ahead.
Sir, we appreciate your caution before proceeding with the large CapEx. We really appreciate that. And, sir, wanted to understand that whether we are planning to get into some other categories like socks and underwear, etc.
Socks, we're already doing it, and it's doing very well. But in case of underwear and briefs, we are not pursuing it as of now.
Okay, sir. Sir, lastly, wanted to understand, sir, what do you think is the main differentiating factor in terms of, since the market is so cluttered, so what sets up Monte Carlo apart from the competition?
I think we have our designing strength because we are one of the few brands who make almost 3,000 designs every year. And no other brand in India has that kind of variety of designs in each and every category. So that is actually setting us apart as compared to other brands. And we are very, at the same time, we are very committed to our deliveries also, because what we have seen in last financial year, many brands have booked the winter articles, but they didn't go for a production. So retailer depended on us because they knew that the Monte Carlo is one company which delivers on time, and whatever it books, it remains committed to deliver on time as far as our products are concerned. So that was one area which is actually making confident as far as retailers are concerned.
Sure, sir. And sir, also wanted to understand, sir, whether our in-house capacity is enough for the kind of growth that we are looking at, or will we have to do some CapEx on the cotton wear side?
The cotton, you see, most of the products are outsourced, so we are not dependent on the in-house capacity. In-house capacity is only for the thermals and some of the T-shirts, and rest everything is outsourced. And we are happy to outsource it because it actually saves a lot of hassles as far as some constraints are concerned. So woolen is completely in-house, where all the sweaters we make it in-house, and only CapEx is being done last year also.
Quality is under our control.
Quality is very controlled.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much. And sir, please consider a share buyback. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Komal Arora from Global Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, I wanted to understand a few things. Like, I could see that the revenue from online channel is growing very fast. So what is your plan to further penetrate better via online sales? Another thing, do you want to hire any brand ambassadors?
Hi, this is Rishabh this side again. So, as you rightly said, we've grown by a good multiple as far as our online channels are concerned, and we continue to maintain this growth rate for the upcoming year also. It is more, so we've reached 62 crores of net sales as against 37 crores, and we maintain the same growth rate for this year as well. Brand ambassador.
Okay, and would you be able to give any outlook on or guidance on the revenue expansion?
Of the online segment?
Overall, and of course, if you can highlight more on online sales also.
So overall, Sandeep ji has already mentioned we are targeting a 20-25% growth on the top line of the company. As far as online is concerned, we'll be targeting around 40-45% growth.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to the management for their closing comments.
Thank you very much for holding this conference call. I think most of the questions have been answered. So if there is anything which have not been answered, please mail us to our montecarlocorporate.com email address or to our Dickenson World. We would be happy to address those questions as well. Thank you very much.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Emkay Global Financial Services, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.